Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
Oh, great.
Getting yourself all together?
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying Ohio. Had an adventurous day today, but other than that.
Well, the title of our show tonight, it happened to be about Mars getting ready to enter Libra on the 4th of July, a passion for peace. And but I think before we get into that, I think we need to take a look at your chart. I think you should tell our listeners a little bit about the unusual and odd experience that you had today.
Okay. Well, I'm a water baby. Even though I'm a Libra sun, I have most of my planets in water, and my rising's in water, and I love water, and I spend a lot of time out on the water. We have this friend who has a charter boat out here who we go fishing with on occasion, and this morning happened to be one of them. For the first time ever in all of my life of being on water, I became seasick. The lake was stormy, and believe it or not, in Lake Erie, we had 5 and 6 foot waves, and so it was really, really rough weather. And unfortunately, we went out there, I got sick, and we came back.
I took a look at your chart, Jacqueline, okay, and I just want to share this with some of the listeners that are out there because everybody's been going through a lot of storm activity, okay, we're having like temperature records all over the United States and all that stuff that's going on, but the thing about seasickness usually happens as a result of something that occurs within the inner ear, and of course now we have Jupiter, who's only in Gemini for every 12 years in Gemini. And we have Neptune in Pisces sitting on your moon, and here you are on the water, okay, and it hasn't been there in 165 years. So what do you think just happened? It magnified the effect.
I didn't even look at that.
And as soon as you said seasickness, I thought, oh, the Gemini planets are whacking her.
The funny thing is I have nothing in Gemini, and they've been just messing with me over the last couple months.
Yeah, because of the square to your moon. Jupiter's been squaring your moon, and so that's magnifying the effect, you see. And normally you wouldn't feel it on this level, but Neptune's also retrograde there, okay? And so because of that, you know, it's just kind of sitting on your moon, and so what's happening is all of a sudden you're kind of like can't get your bearings.
Not surprising.
Mm-hmm. And also with that square, too, you can have difficulties as far as navigating with things like waves and fog and rain, snow in some areas of the world right now, but that's the kind of energy that can come up with this. The perception can be altered because Jupiter and Neptune are in square in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation. So it can affect perception in many ways. Now, it can because Neptune's retrograde, though, it can really help our perception of things that are subconsciously standing in our way. It can help us to understand things from our past. It can help us to actually rethink some of the dreams that we may have discarded for a time and now we want to reclaim. But it also can knock us off balance and can put us into, shall we say, a dizzy spell, such as seasickness.
Well, the good thing is that this week we have Mars going into Libra to rebalance everything else out.
On the 4th of July, no less, and this whole country wanted peace and harmony and independence. How nice is that?
It's a great thing.
It's a wonderful thing. I'm a little tired of Mars being in Virgo, although there's some benefits to that. I'm just tired of it. It's time for a change of energy.
Well, and it can wear on you, and a lot of people, I think, are tired of it at this point in time because it's been there for so long. And it's all about work, and you know it's got its own duality to it. But it's so serious at points in time that Virgo energy just makes you have to do things. It's service, you know. So I've got to do this. I've got to do that. So I think a lot of people are tired of trudging along with that Mars and Virgo pushing them to have to do things.
Well, just for those listeners that don't know this, Mars is usually in a sign for about 7 weeks and moves on. Now, it's been in Virgo since November 12th of last year. It's been in Virgo the longest it can ever be in any sign, because it went forward all the way through Virgo, it retrograded all through Virgo, and now it's going all through Virgo again. And I find the difficult thing about the Mars being in Virgo sometimes is that we want our work to be too perfect. We can have self-esteem issues. We can feel we're not enough. And sometimes it pushes us to unrealistic breakdown experiences, as far as just feeling like we just want to throw our hands up sometimes. And other people are so busy trying to beat their own record and stuff that they're just exhausting themselves. That's been what I've seen with a lot of my clients anyway.
Absolutely. That's a perfect description of it. It goes both ways. Virgo being that dual sign, it can really be hard, and it really makes a lot of people become introspective, like it's their responsibility or their fault.
Exactly. And I think with it going into Libra, because Libra is a sign of balance and peace and harmony, I think it's going to help a lot of people to reclaim that balance, and I think it's going to help your seasickness too.
Yeah, I know it definitely will.
But I love it because it gives us a passion for peace. And I think that as we're moving, you know, towards this election and stuff, and of course that's all we're seeing, like on the internet and in the news and all that stuff, I think people want to get a balanced view. They don't want to be led astray by the dramatics of certain things that have already come to light. And I think with Mars in Virgo, there's going to be the blame game. There's going to be things said. There's going to be analysis of situations that are looking for a bottom line. But I think with Mars in Libra, I think it's going to allow us to get, over the next couple of weeks, even a more balanced view of what's going on. And I think we're going to have people that are coming in, such as journalists and people that analyze these things with a more objective view, come and give us a good delivery of information so that we can look at this whole election and some of the things that are coming up even now politically with a better sense of, is it the best for all? Rather than, it's going to hurt this one, it's going to hurt that one, it's only going to help this one, that kind of thing. I think that we're going to get more into how this country got started, which has to do with, again, what's the best for all? You know, what can really incorporate almost everybody into the situation? So that being said, it's a good thing.
It is. And even with the full moon in Capricorn that we're going to have right with it, I think that's really going to make the government look at really what the, and not only the government, but other, you know, regular people look at foundationally what emotionally is going to serve the whole instead of each individual.
Exactly. You know, and get that, I want to say that the intelligent view, I think the intelligent view is great. But I think if we divorce our intellect from our heart, I think that's where our danger has come in over the many years. And I think now that's a time for that to change. You know, and I think that a lot of people are feeling that. A lot of people are feeling that. And, you know, this full moon coming up in Capricorn, now I know you've already written your transits. Of course, I'm always running behind. But again, it's going to be a little bit too far away from Mars to really square it, which makes me very happy.
Yes,
and Mars is going to be in trine to the south node in Jupiter, and I like that energy very much. So I think that full moon is kind of sweet.
But I'm not a big fan of Capricorn in the first place, so it's more, it passes over my Saturn, so I look at the responsibility that comes along with it, and I'm well trained with the Capricorn energy because I have Saturn in Capricorn, and it's in a T-square with my Mars and my Sun, so I've learned it very well. As far as the full moon, I think it's really going to set a stronger foundation for a lot of people, and I think people are going to really feel a little bit more grounded than what they have.
And I think it's actually going to be pretty good for you because it is sitting right on your moon, and, you know, you do love your teaching. And so I think that there's a part of you that embraces that as being, you know, the very learned one, but there's a part of you can get childlike and you can make it entertaining and you can make it fun for people, too. And I think that's kind of a nice thing I see coming out of it for you.
Yeah, with my Midhaven in Sagittarius, I have to make it entertaining for everybody.
Yeah.
But I am. I'm working on a new project, and I think it's going to be a series of lectures that are going to be about the rules of life and correlating Christ's life in the stars and all of this other little things like this. And this is the month where I'm going to really push and work strongly on it. So the reason why is because of these planetary aspects that are so complementary to that. So I am utilizing it.
Great, great. Well, Jacqueline, we already have a few callers that are basically on hold, so I think maybe we should take one of them. You don't want them to get restless out there. Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good. Good.
What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I've been having. Well, it seems like things have kind of come to a standstill for me. In regards to work and other things. And I was wondering, when will things start picking up for me? And is there something that I need, that I should be doing, or what? Because I'm losing steam here.
What's your birthday?
It's April 2nd, 1964.
And what time were you born?
At 3:15 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. Do you still live there?
No, I do not. I'm in the Boston area.
Oh, in Boston. Oh, my old stomping grounds. I'm from Worcester, actually.
Yeah. Worcester.
Originally. Worcester. Yeah. I've always liked Boston as a city.
Yes, I love Boston.
Let's take a look and see what's going on here with you.
Okay.
Well, the first thing, even in your natal chart, without your relocation, because she's going to relocate you there, but in your natal chart, you have Pluto and Virgo natally in your first house conjunct Uranus. And we were just talking about the Virgo energy. And for you, that it really stopped everything in your tracks because you're an Aries sun and you have a Mars in Aries. And you want to be doing things. You're always active. You want to be on the move, this type of thing. And you've been in a period that's been a little slow, and I can understand that. But it's been kind of stabilizing you, I'm going to tell you that. Are you planning on changing jobs or careers here in the near future?
Actually, I've already done that. I've left a job in October, and I want to move into something something a lot different and just different energy, different environment.
Great, because there's an opportunity coming up for you. And that's what I'm going to say about this, is that I think that things are starting to shift for you, especially with your work environment, because I do feel there's going to be a shift and change coming up here in the near future for you.
Oh, good, good, good.
What do you think, Effinette?
Well, I think she has a lot more imagination and concentration than she's ever used.
Yes.
And I think it's time to embrace those things, because you are definitely research-oriented, and you're very, very honest. You look at things with your eyes wide open, and at the same time, there's a part that's very, very creative, and you can sense things intuitively that other people will completely miss, and you can't figure that out.
Yes.
And I just love your chart. You're a natural teacher. You've got some great healing abilities here. But more importantly, you're a very honest person. You're so trustworthy. I mean, you could probably work at a place where you needed the nth amount of security and do a great job, because you are that kind of person. You know how to keep a secret, and you know how to deal with things right from the hip. I mean, you're just good that way. And I think that in your chart, because Mars now is getting ready to go into Libra, it's going to be opposing your natal Mars, which is often very good for finding work.
Oh, wow.
And it's going in on the 4th of July, so I think that I'd take a deep breath now that Mars is changing signs, and I just reintroduce yourself into the situation of finding what you really desire, because Mars is all about desire.
Yes.
And it's your ruler.
Yes. So
it's the most important thing in your chart, and it's the most important thing in the heavens for you, to keep an eye on that Mars.
Yes, yes.
And going into Libra, again, I feel that you're going to find the balance of the energies you've been seeking, as Jacqueline said. And, of course, you know, Mars is going to be in Libra for about 7-8 weeks, so I feel I'd hit the ground running.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So is this with all this lag? I mean, it's just like I just don't have the energy, and I'm like, why am I not out looking for work? I can't move.
You've been over-worrying.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
It's a stress.
Over-analyzing.
Yep. It's beneath the surface a lot of times, too, because you're not even acknowledging it outwardly. But inside yourself, it's kind of like the anxiety's building, but it's in a weird, subtle way in your chart, I think.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So before you realize it, you know, it's like the smallest thing that goes wrong can be the one thing that pushes you over the edge.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And now that Mars is coming out of that Virgo sector and going into Libra, I think you'll get your balance back. I think you're going to start doing the things you said you were going to do to give yourself more energy because you've been kind of delaying that.
Yes.
But I think you'll be okay. I think you're going to be okay. I think you're coming in a much better cycle. I think you really feel like that this is enough, and it's kind of like the cosmic forces are saying, yes, this is enough. We're going to push Lisa forward now.
Yes, because I've been shaking my fist at them.
I don't blame you. Sometimes we all get that way.
Yes, I'm like, look, this, if you want me to move on this path, you're going to have to help me out here.
Mm-hmm. Now,
this
is
really
quickly here.
This is a co-creation. This is a co-creation here.
Exactly. Now, would you be willing to travel or to relocate?
Absolutely. If you know, if the situation was right, absolutely. If the stars lined up, everything, absolutely.
Okay. Because my feeling is, again, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. One thing I do want to say is that this is the perfect time for following your passion, okay? If you learn anything, follow your passion. Go directly to the truth of what you really desire to do for a living, okay? No matter how unusual or no matter how unstable you might think it feels, okay, at the time. I think you really have a great gift, like Aphrodite was talking about, to really bring out to the world, and I think you've been holding it back.
Yes, I have. Because to be really honest with you, I don't know what it is. I cannot pinpoint what it is that how can I say this?
Because you're looking for physical proof.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess you're
going, okay, I want to make it into something physical that I can physically do instead of...
Right.
I'll give you for instance, okay,
that's
because
true.
This is from my experience. I was a behaviorist, okay, and my hobby was astrology, okay, and I never would have thought I would have ever done this for a living, okay, but here again... Every astrologer I went to said, you should be doing this for a living.
Right.
Okay, and I say, no, that's just ridiculous. Okay, and I would discard it. Well, my friend Aphrodite here was the one who really made me look at it and say, hey. And at that point in time, I sat with it and I said, okay, God, you point me in the direction, you put me in that direction, and I'll follow blindly.
Wow.
The first year... I was working 60 hours a week trying to maintain both jobs. Within 3 years, I had to quit one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a choice. And I followed that blindly. And here again, you have a personality that can transform and change everybody. Again, after that said, you have a sight that you need to use that other people can't see. It's a natural talent like astrology was for me. And here again, I suggest you follow that blindly and say, okay, I've got it. If this is what you want me to do, I'll do it. And allow it to fall in front of you instead of looking for all those physical proofs of trying to fit it and conform it into society.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And I really think that you're here to motivate people. Okay.
I agree.
To move forward that have put themselves into some kind of self-created prison because you know what that feels like.
Yes.
And I think you've liberated yourself, and now I think that you're going to start to liberate other people. You have natural healing ability. You've always known it.
Yes.
And you know, and you give people not only just your own psychic input, which is profound as it is, but you can give it and deliver it in a practical way because your Mercury's in Taurus. And it's right on the cusp. So it allows you to motivate them and to be honest enough with them that rather than just saying, yes, yes, you're going to be okay, you counsel them and they leave. No, no, no. You're going to have them really look within themselves. You're going to have them look for their truth. You have this natural ability. And whether you do it traditionally, like going into psychology, or whether you do it non-traditionally, like doing it through spiritual counseling, like as a minister, you can do it either way, but that's what I think is going to fulfill you the most.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right about that, because when I made a decision last year that I wanted to move into something different and better for myself, the doors have, because I've been knocking on the same doors, expecting a different result. And the doors are not opening. They're not opening. So I'm like, okay, now which direction should I turn in? Should I turn towards so that the door were open? Because I'm still thinking about the traditional things that I have done before. They're just not working. The doors are not opening.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, something is going on here.
You have to take what you know and then redefine it for what you desire. And I know that there is a bridge, and I think you're going to find it in the cycle over the next 7-8 weeks.
Wow.
So just meditate on the matter. You know, there's like a lot of good meditation energy that's available for you right now because Neptune is in Pisces for the first time in 165 years. It's sitting on your Saturn, your inner teacher right now. So you're going to basically be teaching yourself what you need to do. You're going to say, you know what? This is the perfect fit. It takes what I know, and it redefines it into what I desire.
Exactly. And I think for me, it's just to find out what it is that I'm desiring and be honest with myself. Because I think I paint myself, I put myself in a box in a corner, and think about the I don't really think in. I'm separating what I could do on a spiritual level and make a living out of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's why that's why, like, the other doors are closed to me, because that's what I'm accustomed to. And I never thought about turning to the spiritual side of work.
And that's what most people are trying to do now.
Yeah.
More and more, you're seeing that shift of energy because they find that they can't always be satisfied in a corporate environment. Other people can be very spiritual in that environment, but it might not be your fit. And you have to take a look and say, okay, what about the private sector? What about dealing with people that need things or people that need more opportunity or need help in some way? And how can I help others by what I know and what I can do? Because that's what you really want to do.
That's very true. It's interesting you say that because, again, I want to go back into volunteering and working in a meal center. And I love doing that. I love volunteering, doing that, and serving people. You know, whether it's serving, you know, it's basically, it's you know, feeding them. And when I've done that before, that was the best that I have ever done. I felt fantastic. My heart truly felt warm. It was the most beautiful experience, and I walked out of there feeling like this is it. This is what I want to do. Maybe not as a living, but to do it on a volunteer basis and still be able to make a living. And the thing about it was that my life was not balanced. It wasn't balanced in giving back. It wasn't balanced in serving. And then it became unbalanced.
Exactly. I think you got it, girl.
Yeah, so I want to get it back into balance and do that again. I just absolutely loved doing that. And it just brought me to tears because I knew this was right. This felt right. This felt good. And I could do this, and I made a promise to myself, once I got back on my feet, I'm going to do this on a volunteer basis because they always need help. And I just loved it. It satisfied it satisfied me. And it made it easier for me to get up in the morning and go to the corporate world and make a living knowing that this is what it was. But there was something else that I was doing that satisfied me more than getting a paycheck.
And actually, there's a lot of not-for-profits that can pay you a paycheck, and you can still have the voluntary spirit engaged in what you're doing. And this is what you have to look at. Because, you know, because giving is something you're going to do anyway, Lisa, because of your nature.
Yeah. Yes.
And my feeling is these people, they have money to pay their staff and stuff like that, and you would go over the top. They would be paying you to be there and to do the things that you love to do. And at the same time, I know you. You'd give more and more and more, and then you'd still have the money to sustain yourself, so you wouldn't have to put yourself into a burnout trying to do both.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, that's true. I will. I will look in that direction.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Well,
and,
thank you guys.
Keep us posted.
You were fabulous.
Keep us posted, okay?
I sure will. And blessings
right.
to you both. Have
blessings
a blessed day.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. What a good and generous spirit.
Yes. I always love those Aries energies.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't realize that Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. You know,
yes.
You take on both characters.
And they can be both, that's for sure.
Well, you ready for another caller?
Great.
Great. All right. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
How are you?
Great, great. Can't complain much.
Okay, I have a question. I'm interested in someone and really would like a relationship with this person. So I want to know if that's going to happen.
What's your birthday?
Mine is February 18th.
What year?
64.
And by chance, do you know what time you were born?
I want to say 10:40 a.m.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
New York, Brooklyn, New York.
Do you still live there?
No.
No.
Where do you live now?
Florida.
Florida.
Ah, Fort Lauderdale?
Ah.
Yes.
Excellent. My home stomping ground. My home is about 45 minutes away from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you're involved in a relationship. What is his birthday or their birthday?
It's not really a relationship yet, I guess.
Well, you want to see if it's a relationship.
Yes.
Do you know their birthday?
His is October 25th.
Do you know what year?
Probably going to be surprised to hear this, but 80?
I'm not surprised.
It takes a lot to surprise us.
She has a Venus in Aries. She's always going to want somebody young. Okay, so.
Yes.
By chance, do you know what time he was born?
No.
No.
Okay. And what city was he born in?
I believe Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Let's take a peek.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Is that a good hmm or a bad hmm?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some good parts and some bad parts here.
Definitely there's a strong attraction because, you know, his sun opposes your moon. And when you see Scorpio, Taurus polarity points like that, I have to tell you, it's pretty magnetic.
But yeah, it is.
Magnetic.
His south node is right on your Mercury, too. And so there's a feeling of old kinship or like you've known him before, that, you know, if you believe in past lives, that you've had a past life before with this individual. So there's a very strong pull there. This one's really intense, though. Aphrodite may disagree. Every once in a while we do disagree on things, okay? Because, you know, it is an opinion. Okay, I'm looking at it astrologically wise, the challenges that are proposed with this relationship. And this one can be somewhat perfectioning, you know, trying to look for that perfect relationship or trying to mold the individual into something that they're not, to make them the best ideal, which is a challenge. This one's highly independent, okay? And so we have some issues here. You're such a great humanitarian, and you have such a spark when it comes to love. It's like you put everything out there, like, I'm here, let's do this, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this guy goes in with caution, okay? And I have a real hard time with that with you, you
okay.
know, because the patience level is challenging there. So, you know, I think it would make a very good friendship, but as far as a love relationship is concerned, I think you can learn a lot from this one. But I think it would be a challenging relationship for you, I'm sorry, I have to say.
Mm.
And so I'll give it over to Aphrodite. She could talk about the other side, because I don't know that she's going to agree with me with that one.
Well, you know, I tend to be a hopeless optimist. And I tend to think the good in things first. It's just my nature. I have a Sag moon, what can I tell you? But what I do like about the chart, you have both your Venus and your Jupiter in Aries.
Yes.
And his Neptune trines them both, okay? And
mm-hmm.
so I feel because of that, this relationship can be open. It can be fun. I think if you do try to go too serious and too deep too fast, I think he's going to shy away. I agree with that from Jacqueline. But at the same time, you know, you are an interesting character because your Sun and Mars are both on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces.
Yeah.
So you're a blending of energy. You are very independent with your mind, but part of you just wants to go home. You want to
mm-hmm.
go someplace where you can be very emotionally satisfied at the end of the day, feel very comfortable being yourself. And actually, I think he has the capability to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that taking your time with this one and seeing if you really do think that you have enough to really last for the long pull is not a bad idea. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Jacqueline said that, I agree with that. But I like a lot of the hits in the chart. I like the fact that his Mercury sits on your Neptune. He can help you to perfect your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing to have in a relationship, whether you're friendship or lovers. And like I said, that sometimes it's nice to have a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this
mm-hmm.
one has the potential to be a combination. So I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I would investigate this further, is all I have to say.
Okay.
And I will say this. I'll agree with Aphrodite that I would spend more, you know, time developing the relationship with him, but not as far as a love relationship, okay, is all I'm trying to say. I think it's really a great friendship, and she pointed out the reasons why it really works as a great friendship, and how both of you two can benefit from each other a great deal. But again, here, I have to caution you that this is a long, hard relationship to bear as far as anticipating the love in the beginning is and what you're looking for as far as that passion in the beginning. It's not. He's going to go slow. There's no question about it.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. We're glad you called in tonight. Keep us posted. Okay.
Will
do.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, it's a little tough. That one.
I knew you were going to come with the optimistic side, and I'm like, it is a long, hard road.
Well, you know how I kind of saw it in my third eye, Jacqueline? You know how I saw it in my third eye? I saw it as like when I'm going and I'm looking for a piece of jewelry, okay? And I pick up this piece of jewelry, and everything about it is perfect, but something tells me that there's something wrong with it, and I can't figure it out, okay? And then, lo and behold, I find out that the stones are not authentic.
Ooh,
okay? But that's kind of how it felt to me psychically.
Interesting. That's a good analogy.
I don't think that they're being as honest with each other as they could be at this point. Like you said, there's still some boundaries and some barriers there, but they don't have to last forever. I think that just enjoying the time together and stuff like that to see if the relationship could open up like a rose to the sun, because I think that would reveal much more. And sometimes in those kind of relationships, as time goes by, you can grow together, like you say, whether it's a friendship or still as lovers. That's my take on it.
I agree.
All right.
I've
well,
seen
we have
some friendships really come into great things.
Yes. Well, we have another caller, and I think it's from your neck of the woods. Let's take a look here. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Okay.
Good.
I want to ask you, I have to leave where I'm living. I'm getting evicted. I have to be out by Monday. I have nowhere to live. I have nowhere to go. I asked my ex-husband, but he's giving me a hard time about staying with him. And he's a Libra, so I want to see if you can look at both of our charts.
What's your birthday?
I'm March 7th, 1962.
And do you know what time you were born?
12:03 p.m. Islip, New York.
And where do you live now?
In Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay.
Okay, and what is his birthday?
His birthday is 10/16/57. I don't know the time, but he was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Now, does he still live there, or does he live down in Boca?
No, he lives here.
Looking at this chart, it seems as if you've been very friendly, haven't you?
Well, he's been helping me a little. He's been helping me a little bit more in the past few months than he ever has.
I think there's some concerns here about him losing his peace. Do you follow me on that?
Yeah, and I don't want to stay there forever. I just want to stay there for a little while until I can get on my, so I can find a job and get out. My kids are there with him.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do feel, and I agree with the circumstances. I do have to say that with him, he feels like you're going to move in permanently, and that's something that, you know, Aphrodite was talking about losing his freedom. And I think that you are overwhelming him with that, okay? I don't feel that you've made a plan as far as what you're going to do or where you're going to go, and as far as what next steps you need to take to get yourself back. I think you're looking at every minute as being desperate more than every minute as being a possibility of making a change. Okay? I do feel if you came up with a plan, is what I'm trying to say, of what, where you're going to go or what you're going to do as far as work is concerned and as far as how you're going to change your life to make this work, and gave him a proposal more with an ending type situation to it or something more definitive, I think you get a better answer out of them.
Yep, I agree.
So what do you want to do when you grow up is what I'm trying to say in this. Where do you want to go? I know you're a little Pisces energy in the 10th house natally, and you have a great imagination or envision things when you leave it open to be able to do that. And your work is a way of life. You have to love what you do or else you suck at it. Okay? You're a great humanitarian, so what do you want to do when you grow up? You like helping people, so.
Okay, well, I've been in school for 4 years, I think.
When do you graduate?
Well, I still have a while to go. I keep changing my major.
What are you changing your major to?
I've changed it from nursing, and I changed it to health information management.
I think you'd do better. I think that was a good move for you.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I really do.
What if I can say to him, look, just get me to the end of summer. I'll find a job. I'll stay out of your way. I'll clean the house.
And my point is what kind of job are you going to look for? You know,
right
at this
now,
point
anything,
in time.
Just anything right now. Just to get out of the house and make him seem like, I'm trying to work. Get on my feet.
Okay. Come up with an approach with that. Just don't tell him I'm trying. Okay. Come up with an approach. Well, I've been looking in the papers. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. Show him the effort. Okay, and you'll get a better result out of him is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, see, I mean, I don't want to fight with him. He's still filled with so much rage and anger from when we've been divorced 10 years.
Well, I think that if you do move in with him, I feel that you'll be there till the end of September. Pluto is retrograde in your seventh house, and so returning to a husband at this time, that kind of is a signature for that. But Pluto's only retrograde where you can go back, and then on the 18th of September, it moves forward in the heavens. Now, it stands still for about 6 days. You can hardly see it move. But I feel that you probably would be out of there by the end of September. And so I think you are going to be able to get the job that you want. And everything that I'm seeing here is I think it would be good for you to get involved in using some of the knowledge that you've already acquired, even if you're just doing mm-hmm. data entry. But I think it's good for you to get into the language of your new profession that's coming up to get some experience that is peripheral to what you do, because then your security inside yourself, honey, is going to build. And you need that right now. You need that right now.
Oh, I need something.
Yeah.
It's so funny you said the end of September, because that's when I get my school money, the end of September.
Oh, there you go.
So you can just tell him that, you know, you're going out and getting a job that helps give you some experience in what your major is now, and you'll be out by the end of September. No questions asked. No pressure. Because then, as Jacqueline pointed out, I think he's more apt to go for it. See, Saturn is sitting right on his sun right now. So he's already doing the thing with parenting with the children. He has been trying mm-hmm. to help you out more than normal. And you do fight, and I think that you have been appreciative to a certain degree. But because he has not been able to resolve his anger issues, it's very hard on both of you. Because you're not meaning to, but you're probably pressing a lot of his buttons, hon. So, again.
It's not. We can't be married. We can't even be friends on anything.
Okay. But I think that you can agree with him about the children.
What I'm trying to do at this point in time is rebalance that to where I'm not saying friendships, but I'm saying an amicable relationship out of this. And I think that's the reason why you're being called back to go back and revisit this relationship.
Yeah, I think it's freaking out my kids. They were very young when we got divorced.
Right. But, again, with a little bit of effort and you getting out of the house and working a job and not being there all the time, and, you know, I think you could end up working it out because it's only a couple of months.
No, that's all. I mean, I'm very independent.
I know. You have a lot of Aquarius for a Pisces sun.
Yes.
Yes. But
and
I think that's good because in the end, it's going to serve you.
What does he have a moon in?
Well, we don't have the exact time.
Oh.
Okay, so we can only guesstimate, which is what we do, where his moon is. I believe, and the odds are greatly with you, that it is in Cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought it was, okay, I thought you had a moon in Aries like I did.
No. It wouldn't even be close to Aries.
We have him as 10, 16, 57, right?
Yep, yeah. I mean, I met him when I was 18 years old.
Okay. Well, see, his at dawn, okay, the day that he was born, the moon was at 20 degrees of Cancer, and the moon only moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. So it has to be somewhere in the sign of Cancer. We're just not sure where. Now, if he was born very late at night, it could be an early Leo, okay,
mm-hmm.
which would give him more of that roar, maybe, like you're talking about.
Oh, that definitely sounds like them.
Okay, then. But the Cancer energy, you got to realize, if his moon is in Cancer, again, it can square his sun, which means that his mental energy and his emotional energy are in conflict from birth. So what he feels and what he thinks are not going to match often. Not only can he send you mixed messages, he can send himself mixed messages.
Oh, yeah. He'll say one thing and then mean another. I thought he had bipolar.
Ah. But the moon in Cancer can be very, very, very moody, too. If you don't like his mood, wait 2.5 days and it will change, because the moon changes sign every 2.5 days. So he can stay in one of his dark moods for about 2.5 days, and then it should lift. So if you know that, maybe you can cope with it a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, wow, my taste is being tested. This is not easy.
Well, to be helping you out, I think that you have to try and be as patient as you can be and just do the best you can. That's all you can really do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's only a couple of months. If you're busy doing other things and reconnecting with the kids and all that stuff, the time will go by very quickly if you're busy. See, right now, I think you're very, very stressed because you've got too much time on your hands. So I think it's stressing you out more. I think you'd rather work harder and be less stressed about the finances than, like, where you are right now is not a good place for you to be.
No. I mean, where I'm living now, it's been really, really bad.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, after 5 days after I moved in, I fell down a step and broke my leg.
Oh, jeez. Good grief.
So it was like a dark cloud over my home before I even had a chance to even get comfortable.
Wow.
Well,
I would like to try to negotiate with him so you can at least get yourself somewhere where you can live and concentrate, again, on getting a job that's going to serve you in the future, even if it's something that's not as, you know, high-tech or as glamorous as you are going to get in the future when you get your degree, something that will feed that energy, give you knowledge, get you excited about the goals you've chosen, because you need that little burst of enthusiasm, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. It's hard to go to school and then not to really work in the field. I even look on the school website.
Okay. Well, be persistent because I have a feeling you are going to come up with something soon. Just take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. Don't look at the discouragement of the past. Look at the door opening right in front of you in the future. Okay, try and
Where
focus
do you think
on
I might
that.
Find this job?
Say again?
Where do you think I might find this job?
Well, because of the way your chart's set up, it does look like you would find it in an institution of higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of planetary energy in your ninth house, so it would have to be like a college, if it's a community college, something like that, okay? Or it would have to be an organization that had very altruistic aims and was trying to help humanity in some way. I can't really see you doing anything else because your chart's so concentrated towards the midheaven.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was a hospice volunteer for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I think that this is where you want to be. You do want to help people, and you do have a very active spirituality. And you can make people more independent just because of the independence you project as a person. Because your kindness comes through with your Pisces sun as well. So you have the best of both worlds with that kind of a field. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been looking on the school website. Okay, I'll keep looking. Thank you so much.
All right, keep us posted. right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Tough. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people are going through these transitions. A lot of people are going through these transitions where they've had to change careers. They couldn't find a job. They got laid off. Their houses have been foreclosed on because they couldn't make payments, either because both of a couple were not, you know, are struggling with their job situation. There's just so much going on as far as these changes are concerned. But in many cases, what I've seen already, and I think you've seen the same thing, Jacqueline, that people, when they are forced to retake their bearings, they choose a different path and one that ultimately is better for them.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think this is a great time for this with a lot of people. I don't think that she's the only one going through this type of situation at this point in time that I've seen. And I think this is a great time, really. Like you said, don't look back. Look at the door that's opening, because there is a door opening for everybody at this point in time. And I think it's really a time where a lot of people have been forced to follow in, you know, through at an ending, because it isn't serving them anymore. And to open up and go and make a change to something that's closer to them. So.
Absolutely. I have a caller I'm trying to bring up for us, but I can't seem to get it.
Hmm, that's interesting. I wonder why.
If you're out there, I'm not going to give your area code, but your number is 212-5349. Try hanging up and calling back in. For some reason, I can't get you to come up, and we don't want to not take care of you if you've called us. You know that. Right now, I still can't bring you up. I don't think I can bring you up. Are you on the air? Nope. How strange is that?
That's
right,
an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I had a major storm here last night. I don't know if I mentioned it to you. I think I did before we started
the show. Yes, you did. You mentioned it to me. You didn't mention it to the public.
Right. I'm in Southwest Virginia, and we had this storm come through. I didn't even know it was coming. I had watched the weather during the day. I hadn't seen any alerts or anything. And then all of a sudden, my mom calls me from Massachusetts. She says, "You're about to get hit within the hour. It's coming in 80-mile-an-hour winds. It's all over our TV up here. And I know you don't watch TV all the time, so I wanted to let you know." Well, it was a good thing, because I ended up dropping all my blinds, trying to get my cats down cellar and stuff, and when it hit, I mean, I had all the furniture on my front porch was thrown into the yard. I lost vinyl siding off the house. Shutters came down. Lost a couple bird feeders. Wrecked my grill out back. And two trash cans, one of them hit my car. I had trash all over my whole parking area this morning.
Oh, you didn't tell me that
one. But none of the windows broke, thank God. And so, it could have been a lot worse. Put it that way. Could have been a lot worse. Crazy. Anyway. So let's take our next caller, shall we?
All right.
Okay. Now, I can't figure out where those storms, but, you know, storms follow me, Jacqueline. You know this.
Yes. I've seen it over the years.
Tornado Sally. All right, here we go. Can't get these colors to come up.
That 29 degrees sun.
Oof. I can't get the colors to come up. I'm stuck. That's very weird. Good evening. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you all?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, I love it.
What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, what a great show it's been so far. I'm just calling in to see, what do you think would be my life's purpose?
What's your birthday?
My birthday is March 30th, 1985. The birth time is 3:38 p.m.
I'm sorry?
The birth time is 3:38 p.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times. And where?
Miami, Florida.
Miami. Are you still down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
He's got a Cancer moon.
I know. How sweet is that?
Oh, yeah.
You wonder why he's down there. That's right. What a chart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good thing.
You could do just about anything.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. You're highly intuitive. You can feel things. Okay, and it's like sparks. Okay. You just don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Your greatest service is in a humanitarian way. But you working an 8-to-5 job is almost impossible. You're not an 8-to-5 kind of guy, and I'm going to tell you that. I understand that you'd like some kind of consistency in your life, but your life is never consistent is what I'm going to say, and especially with your work. Okay, you have to be independent with your work. You're here to transform and change people's lives is what you're here to do.
Wow.
Now, you can choose to do it with children, or you can choose to do it with the children of God. It doesn't really matter.
That's really interesting to say it like that.
Yep. Because it doesn't matter if a person is 1 or 101. Your intuition is so powerful, you would find the thing that they would need to become more stable, I want to say. And to realize their dreams, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You're very practical in some aspects, and you're very stubborn. But I think because of that, you help other people to engage their will, which is a really remarkable gift when you think about it.
Right. Very true.
Now, are you a healer now?
I do consider myself a healer. I do consider it, yeah.
Now, sometimes you think that you've overstepped your boundaries with certain people because you will speak your piece. But I have to tell you, I don't think that's true. I think you plant seeds with people sometimes that bear fruit in their season. And at the time, they might not like what you have to say.
Right. But
then they realize later that what you said was true.
I love it. Yeah.
See, I was thinking about this. My feeling is the way I get it is you are like kind of Johnny Appleseed. You go plant these seeds and you enlighten and awaken everybody. And staying in one spot is not a good thing for you. Here again, I have to say that. You always have to be in motion. You always have to be moving. And as long as you're in many different environments, you work really well.
Yeah, I agree. It literally makes me physically sick to stay in one place. It really does.
Yep. Your foundation has to come from within. That's the only way you can do it. Your foundation has to be within you. And you have a pretty strong foundation in this chart. And I think that you may want to develop some of your skills more. You may want to basically take more classes or get another credential because I think it's where you're headed. And I think that's going to be very good for you because you want to make sure that you have the right toolbox. You're very conscientious.
Right.
Well, we are at the top of the hour, and I don't mean to rush you off, but we only have like a minute left. And I'm really glad you called.
Oh, thank you. That was good. That was good enough. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Well, Jacqueline, we're at the top of the hour once again. I suppose we should tell people where they can find us.
Well, they can reach me by calling 772-286-2720.
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110. I live in Roanoke, Virginia, and right now Jacqueline is up in Sweet Ohio, right?
Painesville, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, Ohio. And I will be here for the summer, and then I'll be returning back to Florida in the fall.
And we are available for phone consultations, and you can actually reach us through either our Facebook page, which is the Illumination Station, or you can reach us through my website, which is www.aphrodite.com. You can also leave us a message on Blog Talk Radio. They have a message center for us there for the Illumination Station for either me or Jacqueline. And so please don't hesitate to even call us if you want to find out, you know, how much it costs for a reading and how we can schedule you to do that. And we will be here next Saturday again. And every Saturday we try and do at least a 1 or 2 hour show and help to give you the benefit of our beautiful gifts.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.